This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the precision of God's ways. And recently, I talked about the precision of God's timing and how we can be in a place and it seems like the conditions are perfect and we can almost anticipate what that next event looks like. And then we think that next event is just about to happen, and then it doesn't. And I have come to appreciate that just as there is a precision to God's timing for things, there is also a precision to God's ways. And I reflected on the time when Jesus was in the temple and these Jewish leaders had approached him to arrest him, but as the scriptures teach us, they couldn't because the time was not right. And if we take that a step further, we also see that a simple arrest in the temple was not the way in which God would ultimately have Jesus arrested. Now, when we fast forward to how he was actually arrested, we see that he was outdoors. He was among a grove of olive trees. He was greeted by Roman soldiers with blazing torches and lanterns. We see that Peter, who was a part of his inner circle, was also with him. And his betrayer, Judas, was also there. So we see this vivid picture. And sometimes we try to figure out what door God is going to come through next. And I have found in my own personal experience, we can't case him. So let us be inspired by clinging to these words. For my ways are not your ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. Isaiah 55:8-9. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, be inspired yourself that God has a precise way of bringing your prayers to fruition.